This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At this year's Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, Syngenta announced its new soybean trait stack, Enlist E3 Expanse Soybeans. We will hear more from Jared Benson of Syngenta next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Jared Benson is head of portfolio strategy for soybeans with Syngenta, and he provides some of the details of the next generation trait stack from Syngenta, Enlist E3 Expanse Soybeans.
The Enlist E3 Expanse Soybeans are going to be giving you the typical resistance to the herbicides you saw in Enlist 1 and Enlist Duo, the glyphosate, glufosinate, the 2,4-D choline, but we're also going to be adding on top of it broad-spectrum HPPD inhibitor tolerance. And so there's a couple of AIs. And so this platform is going to bring you the most active ingredients, the most modes of action for resistance. And what that really means is that you're going to have more options to be able to manage your farm, your operation, to control the weeds, to control those weeds that are hard to manage or even have developed resistance already. So it's all about versatility and simplicity for the grower.
Benson says that giving growers options for management decisions featured heavily in the development of Enlist E3 Expanse soybeans.
It's all about options, and one of the things that we're excited about is we're actually not just combining the active ingredients that are on the market, but we're actually going to bring forward a new active ingredient that we've seen to be proven effective in corn into soybeans, and that's bicyclopyrone. So really trying to move the needle forward in terms of simplifying that program or protocol across crops, you know, again, just fewer passes through the field. Anything that we can do to improve the logistics will help the efficacy of those herbicides.
He says that growers are showing interest in the new soybean trait stack from Syngenta because it offers simplicity and the ability to save on inputs. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.